architect Richard Van Petten reflects on the history of the Cleveland Clinic's Foundation House.
The residence that was acquired by Cleveland Clinic a couple of years ago, the Drury Mansion, which is 86th maybe, and Euclid Avenue. An interesting building, which when I first saw it in the 70s was a home for unwed mothers. And you remember, before 1970, young ladies that didn't have a spouse and had a child were viewed a little more differently than we view them today. And so the process back in the 1950s and before, as you sent these young ladies off to a place of confinement, and so forth. And I guess that was actually before I first saw the building. I knew that had been its use, and then it became a prison. It became the pre-release center for some time before the pre-release center was built. So that building had a lot of hardware. The clinic acquired it and did an absolutely lavish job of restoring it. Unfortunately, they've also done it and not let anybody else see it unless they're a very special guest of the clinic. But you know, this is a case, I think, when there's really a very rich piece of city history and a really great architectural gem makes the community much richer by the fact that it is still there and has been carefully and thoughtfully refurbished.